Episode 703, Your Time Is Now.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, ladies. It is time to jumpstart your day. Are you ready to actually get into gear? Come on. I know you may be feeling like it's a Monday on a Tuesday, but you know what you need to be doing. No, it's not climbing back in that bed and pulling those warm, nice covers over the top of you. No, it's not. You have dreams. You have this passion that's ignited within you. Come on, get up and let's get to it. Your time is now. And I want to give a huge welcome to all of our brand new family members. I am so just thrilled that you're here. You warm my heart with your presence. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to Create Your Now where you can learn more. And you can sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to find the simple in every day. Now, I want us to get jumping into Your Time Is Now. This is Inspiration Motivation Day, right? We all need a little pick-me-up. Right now, every other email and every four commercials is talking about what's to come. Planning for your future. Did you know your time is now? It's so frustrating to me when people overplan and try to figure out each step. Let God work the plan and you walk the steps. Wow, what a concept. Because you know, there is no perfect time to do anything in our lives. Life is going to continue to happen. Life is going to continue to evolve. Look at all the areas of your life. Let's think about this. Your business, your marriage, your finances, your recreational, like, you know, do you take vacation? Do you get any time off? Your personal development or your education, your health, your well-being, your spiritual walk. What does it look like for you? Have you thought about it lately? Well, probably not. Maybe you're more thinking of, well, Christiane, I have got to make, you know, a certain amount of money, or I'm looking for that job and I haven't found that perfect job, or I want to go back to school. Your time is now. You know, I had to think back when I was writing this out a little bit. You know how I make notes for the episodes? And I was looking at my business. And oh my goodness, what was I thinking to start a business where I'm at right now? I've got two in college, two in high school, one in middle school. Of those five beautiful babies who have given me nothing but white hair, which I just consider wisdom, and I thank the Lord for hair coloring, I'm just saying. But of the five of them, four now are drivers. That means I have four insurance policies on top of mommies and daddies. And on top of that, now we have four cars. I'm just like, oh my gosh. I'm beginning to break out in hives just thinking about it. No time is perfect, no matter what you do. I think back, oh my goodness, when I had started my home daycare and I was pregnant with our third. And I thought, you know what? There's just no way I can continue to work and pay for daycare for three. It didn't make any sense whatsoever. But I wanted to make sure I did everything right because I wanted to be a licensed daycare within the state. So I went to the classes. I got my CPR certification. And I made sure I took everything that I needed to do. And I became a licensed daycare provider. And I could provide care, including with my own children, for 12 children total in my household. And it was the most awesome thing in the world. But you know what? It took months upon months and months of me getting the nerve to do it. Your time is now. I only wish that I had that nerve and would have just blocked the fear and jumped a little bit and took a little bit of a risk or a chance. Your time is now. So let's daydream together just for a moment. Okay, if you're driving, don't close your eyes. If you're walking and you can close your eyes because I want you to visualize here. We don't visualize enough. I'm going to ask you some questions and I want you to think specifically for you where you are right now. What would it look like if you started working your hobby as a business. Oh, yes, you heard me right. A lot of us have this little like thing that we do on the side. But if we could develop it more, it could become our actual business. And we've had those dreams, but we have put them on the back burner for whatever reason. Maybe it's to go back and get our master's or doctorate. Maybe it's to utilize that network marketing company that you so love and the products. But you've just kind of been, just kind of going through the motion, making the minimum. You know, you're not really doing anything. It's more of a hobby. But you would really love to push it deep down. What changes would occur in your life if you invested in you, taking time to take care of you? Maybe you would gain more energy. Maybe you would have more enthusiasm and zest for life. Maybe you would even smile more. Maybe the hopelessness would fade away and you would feel stronger and more confident about who you are. You'd begin to love your reflection. What if you made your health a priority? It's kind of a scary thought sometimes, but maybe you've had a rough 3 or 4 months. Maybe your body is beginning to shift when you're like, oh, I never thought I would get here. Me either. But it happens. So how would you feel? What would it mean to you to look in that mirror every single morning? Yes, standing there bare naked. I'll close my eyes. Remember, we're daydreaming here together, so my eyes are closed. I'm not peeking, I promise. How would you feel looking at yourself going, yes, I feel good, dressed or naked? I know you're smiling, probably laughing at me going, really, Christiane? But I'm telling you the truth, your time is now. What would happen if you made your marriage a priority and worked to love your man the way God loves you? I waited 17 years. 17 years went by till God took everything from me. And it started with the statement, I've fallen out of love. That's where it hit me. That was the bullet that created the wound that stopped my world. How long has it been for you? You've wanted to do something different. You see, your time is now. Ecclesiastes 3:1 says this, there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. What are you waiting for? There's no reason to wait till 2017. The more you push it off, the longer you will be right where you are. Think back. Where were you a year ago? Were you in the same place going, man, I've got big dreams. Okay, now I'm going to make sure I lay out my goals. I can do this. How far have you gotten? Come on now, be real and honest. How long have you been where you are today? I know that makes us uncomfortable, doesn't it? You know, do you feel this itch within you? You know I'm talking to you. That urge in your tummy like, yep. She's pushing me, but I'm just going to push right back. Are you? Are you pushing me away or are you pushing God away? Your time is now. Sometimes we need to have our feet held to the fire. Sometimes we need to know that, you know what? It's go time. It is go time. Let God work the plan and you walk the steps. What are you waiting for? I'm telling you right now, if you've got that little weird feeling in your tummy, those kind of butterflies that, oh, you're not sure if you're kind of feeling queasy or maybe you're making yourself sick or your heart's pumping just a little bit extra and you're like, gosh, I really would like to talk to her, but no, because if I do, then this might happen. And you know what? Click on the link, take aim. My schedule is jam-packed, but you know what? I will make time for you. Your time is now, and you matter. We will make time because you know what? If you keep putting it off, a year from now, where are you going to be? Every 3 commercials or every 4 commercials, every 3 emails is talking about your future. What kind of future do you want for you? Where do you want to be? Are you stuck? Because you see, your time is now. It's time for you to get out of the trenches. Girlfriend, I love you. And you have a purpose in this life. And the longer you wait on it, the longer you sit on it, well, you know what? Nothing's going to happen with it. There's a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. Take a chance on you. You're an incredible woman. Click on Take Aim and let you and I set up a time together. Yeah, and we'll even try to do it before the holidays or even in between Christmas and New Year's. I mean, my schedule's jammed, but I will do my best to fit in time for you because you matter to me that much because you matter to God. Don't put your life on hold if you have little ones. They're going to need you even more when they're bigger. Your time is now. I know it's scary. I've been there. I'm still there sometimes. I don't have all the answers. But what I do know is you have to start right where you are. You got to begin to peel back those layers and know what the next step is. Let God work the plan and you walk the steps. One step is going to lead you to your miles of greatness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.